राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
Thank you. जय विश्वनाथ परम हंस परिनिर्भर हस्तत करत शिशुमत श्रीमान गणेश भक्तिचरण अरविंद भक्ति राम स्वामी जगत कृष्ण प्रभाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य सदा हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की ब्रज वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीपापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय समावित भक्त वृंद की जय हाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौर ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला appearance of Advaitacharya with the invocation on them. Vande Gurum Isha Bhaktan Isham Isha Vatarakan Tat Prakasham Cha Tat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Samatnya Kam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, the Lord's incarnations, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primary Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has composed this Sanskrit verse for the beginning of this book. And now he will explain it in detail. He offers his respectful obeisances to the six principles of the Absolute Truth. Guru is in plural in number because anyone who gives spiritual instructions based on the revealed scripture is accepted as the spiritual master. Although others give help in showing the way to the beginners, the guru who first initiates one into the Mahamantra is to be known as the initiator. And the saints who give instructions for progressive advancement in Krishna consciousness are called the instructing spiritual masters. The initiating and instruction spiritual masters are equal and identical manifestations of Krishna, although they have different beliefs. Their function is to guide the conditioned soul back home back to Godhead. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepts Nityananda Prabhu and the six Goswamis in the categories of Guru. Isha Bhaktan refers to devotees of Lord Shri Krishna, like Sri Shivas and all other such followers who are the energies of the Lord and are qualitatively no different from Him. Ishavatarakan refers to acharyas like Advaita Prabhu, who is an avatar of the Lord. Tat Prakashan indicates that the direct manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nityananda Prabhu is there, Tat Prakasha, and the initiating spiritual master is also coming in the disciplic succession because Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. Tat Shakti refers to the spiritual energies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar, Damodar, and Jagadananda belong to this category of the internal energy. The six principles are differently manifested, but all equally worshipable. Krishnadas Kaviraj begins by offering his obeisances unto them to teach us the method of worshipping Lord Chaitanya, the external potency of Godhead called Maya can never associate with the Lord, just as the darkness can not remain in the presence of light. Yet darkness, being but an illusory and temporary covering of light, has no existence in independent of light. It means that the six principles that to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya, we include the plurality of the spiritual masters. They are in plural, not a single spiritual master. Some may be Master Darshan Guru, others may be instructing spiritual master, and third one may be initiating spiritual master. So, this is a pretty important thing that they help altogether. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, advanced himself, all these principal associates, they represent the different aspects of the gurus. They were also appearing. It is said that Advaita Acharya Prabhura Aumsha Avatar Tandra Pada Padme Koti Pranati Amar. Advaita Acharya is Lord's partial incarnation, and therefore I offer my obeisances millions of times at his lotus feet. Furthering the divine qualities, that what this partial incarnation refers to is that of Mahavishnu. Advaita Acharya is said to be Mahavishnu. So, in the beginning, in the introduction, Srila Prabhupada is telling about because this material universe was born out of the force of Mahavishnu, and in each and every universe, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, from whose navel Brahma is born, is but a fraction of the partial expansion. So, Advaita Acharya is the principal disciple. Advaita Acharya, another principal disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is accepted as an expansion of Mahavishnu. Prabhupada is writing Advaita Acharya as an accepted disciple. Because the Supreme Lord is the Adi Guru, and all his expansions are executing his order. So a disciple has to follow the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through that disciplic succession. But when he advanced, he completely turns the thing upside down in order to teach us. Here it is said that Advaita Acharya is one of the principal disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he appeared as the guru uncle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, similar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only by material calculation, if we understand, because he happened to be quite advanced in age, but at the same time, he received an initiation from Madhavendra Puri. Advaita Acharya was the direct disciple of Madhvendra Puri. Similarly, Nityananda. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the lower position in initiation. He took it from Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri was a contemporary and godbrother of Advaita Acharya and Nityananda. See, the Supreme Personality of God is trying to teach us something. He turns every situation upside down in order to show the humility of a devotee that is needed. Even though he is the spiritual master of everyone, yet he takes the lower position of to be instructed rather than instructor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never instructed more than 8 verses, and specifically to Rupa and Sanatana. Others were indicating, you follow these two, Jiva Goswami and others. They had to follow. So, he also even made the Maha Mantra upside down. In the Yajurveda it is cited, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Iti Shoshakam Nam, Nam Kalikalpa Shalam. But to show us something profound teaching, that Krishna is a sum total of the Supreme Personality of God, who is no different than His own pleasure potency. Generally, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare comes first in order to show the potency precedes the potent. Potency precedes the potent. Sri Krishna. Sri is the Lakshmi, potency aspect. So, a potent is known by its potency. We have to know the potent. The potent is Lord Krishna. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the sum and substance, but yet he is accepting the lower position as a disciple of this exalted devotees in order to show the prerequisite of humility that everyone has to accept the continual disciplined succession. So, Advaita Acharya is considered it to be expansion of Mahavishnu. Thus Advaita Acharya is also the Lord, or more precisely an expansion of the Lord. The word Advaita means non-dual, and his name is such because he is non-different from the Supreme Lord. He is also called Acharya, teacher, because he disseminated Krishna consciousness. In this way, he is just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Chaitanya is Krishna himself, he appears as a devotee to teach people in general how to love Krishna. Similarly, Advaita Acharya appeared just to distribute knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Thus, he is also the Lord incarnated as the devotee. Krishna is manifested in 5 different expansions, and he and all his associates appear as devotees of the Supreme Lord in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Shivas, and others. In all cases, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a source of energy for all his devotees. Since this is the case, if we take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the successful execution of Krishna consciousness, we are sure to make progress. So, in this way we see the clarification, then we come on the 5 truths. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namani Bhakta Shaktikam. So, Bhaktavataram, avatar of Lord Krishna as one of the devotees, or a devotee of a devotee. So, Bhakta Avatara. Who is Bhakta Avatara? Krishna's Bhakta Avatara is his plenary portion, Mahavishnu. Then everyone has to do with bhakti. That is their natural occupation. All the expansions of Lord Krishna are also subservient to the purpose of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Why Krishna needs expansion? Huh? Why is he expanding? So different thinkers give different explanations. He became many just to taste variegatedness of his own rasas. Somebody say, he came to kill somebody so the religion may be protected. Someone will say, paritrana sadhana, means he wants to become more benevolent to his devotees, so for the sake of the welfare of devotees, he appears. There are many, many reasons. But Krishna can accomplish all the reasons simultaneously. When he appears as he is. And all his expansions are subservient. Even in the creation, just to serve the purpose that the living entities who were rebellious and got separated from him, Krishna feels obligation to fulfill their desires. Otherwise they are helpless. To create a separate desire to enjoy away from Krishna, Krishna becomes so compassionate that he is obliged by our nefarious desire to create something. Because his father, nothing is away from his jurisdiction. Everything is included in him. But he is so kind and merciful that to fulfill our nefarious desires, he also creates something wonderful so we may think that we may enjoy. It's like the father is giving a crying child something he wanted to play with dangerous thing, but similar situation he creates as if he is playing with the same thing. Take for example, if there is fire and the child wants to play with it. The fire is there, but father is going to create something which is fiery and it will compensate his, you know, attention to somewhat less harmful, like that. So the child will be appeased because he is ignorant, he is mesmerized by the potencies of the Lord and he wants to abuse it for his own sense gratification. So he creates something illusory as if the child will be abused. So this material world was created through the agency of his own expansion, Mahavishnu. And after creating, give the toy to the rebellious child, father does not go away, he witnesses. He always keeps the supervision, guides him. If he is able to really play with it. So Krishna similarly expands with each and every living entity through the agency of Mahavishnu, that is Karmadakshaya Vishnu, to Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu and to Paramatma level, and even enter in the heart of that living entity just to be witness and permitter. He is obliged by our nefarious desire. But He is very clear. He is not cheating us, but He is giving opportunity for us to get educated. If you educate your child, do you think it is cheating? Yeah? Because he will need this education so he can survive. The knowledgeability of earning bread and this and that. The father knows that this is all illusory. As long as his body is going to last, this is going to last. But it also gives an opportunity to, through the agency of time that is controlling this material existence, that we may have allotted time. Within that particular time, if we can fulfill our desires through the Vedic guidance, it's well and good. Otherwise, you know, if we miss the opportunity, then try your luck in the next life. So the idea is that Krishna is obliged to provide each and every facility through His own agencies of the expansions. So, because they are expansions, Krishna's own expansions, they are acting as if they are Krishna. But the rebellious entities are called Vibhinnaanshas, separated. And this separated are not called Swamshas, Krishna's own expansions. No, we rebelled and forced ourselves to get out from the association of Krishna. Krishna was obliged. But His expansions are not under that kind of obligation. Actually, they are Himself. So naturally, they work on the supreme majestic aspect, can create, but in service to Lord Krishna's desire, His own expansion. So, because they are all Vishnu Tattvas, there is no difference. So Advaita Acharya is Vishnu Tattva. Nityananda is Balaram and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Himself. But can you see the whole highest category to show the living entity, the most compassionate nature, they all took the role of devotees. They all took the role of devotees. And even though they were supreme, yet they showed terrific humility. The humility shown by the great acharyas in our life is unparalleled. You will not find anywhere. It is because the Lord is becoming compassionate to approach even the most fallen and wretched. Most fallen and wretched. That means Naradhamas, even in the form of human being, they do not We talked yesterday about the Kali Yuga is also no false. Imperfections were even in Satya Yuga, but at the same time, the circumstances, the atmosphere, everything was very conducive. And yet the living entity was voluntarily knowing how to execute his devotional service simply by meditation. for the highest longevity of 100,000 years. It's a good way to find time pass. And Kali Yuga is other way around. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the device other way around. In Satya Yuga, everyone was considered to be a devotee. So the Lord doesn't have to appear as a devotee. Incarnate himself as a devotee. In Kali Yuga, everybody is a non-devotee. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates became the devotee to show us the devotion. So Advaita Acharya is very glorious as an Acharya to teach us the principles of devotional service, and we see Advaita Acharya is said to be आपने पुरुष विश्वेर निमित्त कारण अद्वैत रूपे उपादान हन नारायण. Lord Vishnu himself is the efficient निमित्त cause of this material world, and Narayan in the form of Sri Advaita is the material cause, उपादान. Means Advaita Acharya is taking role in creating the material world. Lord Vishnu, in his efficient aspect, glances over the material energy, and Sri Advaita, as the material cause, creates the material world. A devotee is coming in the human form of life. And higher forms as the even in the family of asuras or the devas, pure devotees can be formed. So even if we go through the very systematic development of material creation through the agency of Mahavishnu, whom he is the most efficient cause, because he glances over the inert material energy. And Advaita becomes that transformed glance to create the further aspects of material energy. In the glance of Mahavishnu itself is interjecting with the first formation of the three modes of material nature, then the combination and permutation of the three modes in varieties of combination creates different elements. You will not find the mode to have any substantial structure. Is it a lump? Is it liquid? It is simply gaseous? No. It is beyond that. The modes are the most subtle existence or the influences. Generally, modes can influence so fast than even the gross act. Say, for example, violence. The physical action of violence is conducted somewhere. But that act is in mode of ignorance, right? But how do we see mode of ignorance? Because it's going to create a chain reaction. Violence begets violence, no peace. So it is permeating everywhere. Suppose somebody slaps you. Once you want to protect, defend, and give him another slap from your side, different. It means violence is beginning. It's the mode which is very subtle. It has influenced immediately. These modes are overpowering. So Advaita Acharya, even though he is transcendental, expansion of Mahavishnu, but he becomes the efficient, the material cause of the existence of this material. So therefore, he is very, very knowledgeable about how these modes and the gross elements are covering the jivas. So he gives a proper education. Acharya is supposed to teach. So it is said that although the Sankhya philosophy accepts that material ingredients are the cause, the creation of the material world never arises from dead matter. So how the glance of Mahavishnu permeates dead matter and makes it alive? They do not know. So by analytical process of Sankhya Yoga, you may analyze all different elemental aspects, but you will not be able to analyze the entire material or the spiritual aspect that is present to sustain that material existence. Spiritual. Yayedam dharyate jagat. The jiva or the spirit soul is there, which is responsible for sustaining this material universe. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumira panalo vayu khammano buddhi revacha ahamgaram ityame binna prakriti astada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego is my separated energy. But aparemita stanya, besides that, apara means inferior material energy. Prakriti vidhi me param, there is another much superior energy. And it is called jiva bhutam. It is coming in the configuration of living entity. Means a spirit soul covered by this inert material energy, aparashakti. It's called jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Yaya idam, this body is sustained by the soul, even though it is made up of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. It is covering. But who is the sustainer? As long as we are attached to the body, we will sustain, or we will try to sustain. As long as we are attached. If we are not attached to the body, would we hanker for even sense gratification? No. Prabhupada said, if there is no sense gratification, person will die. Person will die. If there is no enjoyment, why do you need this body? But knowledgeability about the sustenance of this body depends only on that living entity who is spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So Advaita Acharya is the most immediate cause for creation of this material world. So he teaches by his example. If you know, he is an ideal grahastha, even though advanced in stage. Sita Thakurani, his wife, she will cook so much sumptuous prasadam and invite Nityananda Prabhu especially, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you see the interaction between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu as far as feeding prasadam is concerned, it is astonishing. In Sankhya Yoga, we sustain the body only with food, right? And our bhavanti bhutani, our bodily conception comes from anna. So, cooking and feeding one sustains the body. But the spiritual reciprocation of Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya is to be understood that whenever they were invited to take prasadam, Nityananda said, Advaita, what is this? This is it? You are so miser. This is it. And Nityananda would kick the pot and throw it. You know? These are internal feelings, and Advaita will say, oh, Prabhu, yes, yes, I'm going to cook more and more for you. Please, please, please do not go. I will feed you. See, yesterday we also talked about the term Vishwambhara. One who supplies to the entire cosmic manifestation. It's called Vishwambhara. One who takes care for sustenance of the entire cosmic manifestation is called Vishwambhara. And Advaita Acharya is also in that category, Vishwambhara. Nityananda Prabhu is Guru, you know. He will not be satisfied simply by maintaining the body. But everything was so much in transcendental nature, prasadam, that Nityananda Prabhu will remain dissatisfied and will keep on feeding. Sitarama Thakurani, she will cook so much, you know, but without any frustration, they will all, you know, finish it. Advaita Acharya has so much pleading to do to Nityananda Prabhu to accept. Please, please. And Nityananda would be happy. You know, more pleading is required, then and then it will make him happy. So, these interactions are very transcendental in nature, because after all, he is Mahavishnu. He is responsible to give the facility of all living entities to sustain their bodies through his different agencies like Brahma and this and that, you know. And in this way, he becomes the immediate cause for material creation. That is Mahavishnu. He is a devotee of Krishna. So Advaita Acharya, even though he is elderly, he is manifesting before the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yet he is taking inferior position. Yes, he is considered as disciple of or follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is Bhaktavatara. Avatar of the Bhakta who is himself the Lord. So Bhakta's Bhakta will be also there. That is Kathagata Pandit. Radharani is the first and foremost devotee of Lord Krishna. A devotee is a spiritual energy manifest. Devotee is the spiritual energy manifest. A pure devotee means he should be at that level of divine energy of Radharani invested in. So everything about him becomes pure. And Bhakta Shakti, where is that energy? Bhakta's Bhakta is there, but Bhakta Shakti is also there. So, Shivas Pandit is the embodiment of that energy, and he takes the most humble position out of all the five. His nature is so much submissive. So in this way we see that the meaning of the Ishan Bhaktan, the devotees of the Lord, were coming together as the five truths, Panchatattva. Out of that, Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. Advaita Acharya is further glorified that as he had formerly created all the universes, now he descends to introduce the path of bhakti. Jiva Nistarila Krishna Bhakti Gari Dana Gita Bhagavate Kaila Bhaktira Vyakhyan. He delivered all living beings by offering the gift of Krishna Bhakti. He explained Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. Although Sri Advaita Prabhu is incarnation of Vishnu for the welfare of conditioned soul, he manifested himself as the servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and throughout all his activities, he showed himself to be eternal servitor. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda also manifested the same principle, although they also belong to the category of Vishnu. If Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and Advaita Prabhu has exhibited their all-powerful Vishnu potencies within this material world, people would have become greater impersonalists, monists and self-worshippers that they had already become under the spell of this age. Therefore, the personality of Godhead in his different incarnations and forms played the part of devotees to instruct the conditioned souls how to approach the transcendental stage of devotional service. Advaita Acharya especially intended to teach the conditioned souls about devotional service. The word Acharya means teacher. The special function of such a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious. A bona fide teacher, following in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya, has no other business than to spread the principles of Krishna consciousness all over the world. The real qualification of an Acharya is that he represents himself as the servant of the Supreme. Such a bona fide Acharya can never support the demoniac activities of the atheistic men who present themselves as God. It is the main business of an Acharya to defy such impostors posing as God before the innocent public. Since he has no other occupation than to teach devotional service, his name is Advaita Acharya. Bhakti Rupadesha Vinu Tandra Nahi Karya Ata eva nama haila Advaita Acharya. He is the spiritual master of all devotees and is the most revered personality in the world. By the combination of these two names, his name is Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya is the prime spiritual master of the Vaishnavas and he is worshipable by all Vaishnavas. Devotees and Vaishnavas must follow in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya. For by so doing, one can actually engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Then there are different meanings of the names of Advaita Acharya. Has been explained as a limb, principal limb of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Since his limb or part of lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, he also bears the name Kamalaksha. His associates have same bodily feature as Lord. They all have four arms and are dressed in yellow garments like Narayan. Sri Advaita Acharya is the principal link of the Supreme Lord. His truths, names and attributes are all wonderful. He worshipped Krishna with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganges and called for him in a loud voice. Thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the earth accompanied by his personal associates. It is through him, Advaita Acharya, that Lord Chaitanya spread the Sankirtan movement, and through him that he delivered the world. The glory and attributes of Advaita Acharya are unlimited. How can the insignificant living entity fathom them? Glorification of Advaita Acharya, we should try to understand how the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be accomplished. Unless and until we become more benevolent by humility, more and more humility is required. More and more insignificance in our contribution that we should feel, even though we may spend a lifetime, but yet our position is not that we can claim any credit. Srila Prabhupada also showed that humility. At such an extent, humility is required. That Prabhupada accomplished so much by material standard, but he was humble enough to tell that if you want to give me any credit, it's only that I'm trying to execute the order of my spiritual master. But he has kindly sent all of you to help me accomplish. So we have to become exemplary for more and more humility than that position. We are nobodies. Otherwise we are creating a disturbance in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As if we are part of the same rebellious and envious gang who are trying to occupy power, profit and adoration or distinction in position as a movement. So we have to have a very, very lowly profile. It is very interesting to know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made everything topsy-turvy. Otherwise, traditional situation would be something else. But the whole world is accepting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What's the difference? You start from this end or that end. It's the same. It sounds the same. Somebody remains obstinate. Will chant, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Many people do traditionally, but we have not seen that they become exemplified devotees. Otherwise, they would have shined out. But if we follow in the disciplic succession with a proper understanding and cultivation of the attitude, the authenticity, then we will be able to gain something tangible, if not all. But it's a great asset. Can't compare anything. Advaita Acharya Ki Jai.
Maharaj, I did have a small question, Maharaj. It was regarding when Maharaj was discussing about Vishnu Tattva and Krishna. So I did have, I have a small doubt which I would like to ask here. The difference between Vishnu Tattva and Krishna is that, as Maharaj was explaining, that Vishnu Tattva, they are acting for the pleasure of Krishna. So is it correct to say that, in comparison between Vishnu Tattva and Krishna, am I correct to say that they are assumed that they are Vishnu Tattva, or they're simultaneously one, they're different, or they are one? I'm a little confused.
Tattva is same. Even for Krishna, Krishna is in Vishnu Tattva. And Vishnu Tattva comes from Krishna. And that can be only understood by Achintya Devadatta Tattva. Alright? The expansions are all subservient to one who is expanding. And each and every one has a different function. Like Shankarshan is the first and foremost entity expansion of Lord Krishna, who is Vasudeva, for claiming that he is pervading everywhere. Sarvatra vasati iti Vasudeva. Alright? Vasudeva comes first, then Sankarshan comes next. But to understand Vasudeva Tattva, that is Vishuddha Sattva state, Sankarshan is required. Balaram is required. So Balaram becomes the spiritual master, and whose expansion is subsequently Advaita Acharya or Narayana falls. Right? So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Goloka Vrindavan, who has this four expansion? Right? So Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pratimana, Anirudha. But that, from that realm, the Sankarshan is expanding again and occupying each and every Vaikuntha planets as the Chaturvidh Narayan form. So he is called secondary Sankarshan. Is also coming out from him. And secondary Sankarshan from one of the Vaikuntha planets take the charge of Karana Osam to create the material world. So he's only a planetary portion of Narayan, who is a secondary expansion. So the idea is that the expansions are not going away from Krishna. As a tattva, it is happening within Lord Krishna himself, because there is nothing outside the jurisdiction of Krishna. It's happening within Krishna. Otherwise, how will it be Krishna is Purna if something is happening outside the jurisdiction of Krishna? Nothing is independent. Even Maya is inferior energy, is Bahiranga Shakti. She is within Krishna. The absolute truth through Guru Tattva you will be realizing. That will dispel your moha, means illusion, forever. That's what Krishna says. That तद्विधि प्रणिपादेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति तं ज्ञानं ज्ञानिनः तत्त्वदर्शिनः यद् ज्ञात्वा न पुनर्मोहं एव यास्यसि पाण्डव एतान्य भूतान्य शेषाणि द्रक्ष्यस्य आत्मन्यथो मयि ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज are my part and parcel. They are within me and they are mine. Bahiranga Shakti is also expansion of Antaranga Shakti, Radharani. Therefore, Durga in Sammohini Tantra says, I am Radha. And Jiva Goswami quotes in Brahma Samhita, in the verse that Linga Yoni Kartika Jata Ima Maheshwari Praja. How Lord Brahma got, spiritually initiated. He observed this. And in Brahma Samhita, I think it is verse number 18 or 19. We chant only the other part from 29 onwards. Is that? But when we start the first one, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, then number 18, I think it is, and Jiva Goswami has given commentary on that. That Maheshwari, who is Maheshwari? She is Durga. And she tells in Sammohini Tantra, I am Radha. So, we have to see in the light of our connections that why all this have been created? Simply to fulfill our nefarious desires. And that too we keep on going and going and going till our batteries last. We are ever ready for self-gratification. But the battery is running down. Krishna allows us. Because we want it. We ask for it. As a very kind father, he supplies it. But he keeps eye. If we hear him, we will become educated very fast. And go back home back to Godhead. If we don't hear him and try to do our own experiment, you are a donkey, you need sticks. That's a second class learning by your own experience. This is what material scientists are trying to. They are actually asses. And then get good kicks from Maya. So, the expansions are subservient to Krishna, the cause of Krishna, to extend mercy of Lord Krishna. They are there. But as far as jivas are concerned, they are not Vishnu tattvas, like demigods and demons. Amongst them, in between, are human beings. So they are advised, you better, have cooperation with each other. Parasparam bhavayanta. Parasparam. So you also be obedient by the rules of material nature. They are being governed by these ministers called devatas, right? Don't abuse. But that is temporary as far as material nature is concerned. With spiritual nature, they themselves are worshipping the Supreme Lord. Better follow in that direction. So the transcendental process means without going through the material gradual development to the perfection, take transcendental means, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Go back home, back to God. Then Prabhupada said that, would you prefer a staircase or elevator? What do you want? A limiter. Would you be called lazy? Yeah, those who are health freaks, they'll say, go by steps. An enemy. But we want to transcend. They are not Ramdev Baba's followers. But the problems are going to go on its own accord when you want to go away from this body. It's all material adjustments. Doesn't yield any permanence. Prabhupada said it's a waste of time. Push your nose, you know. They said, push your nose and stare at the nose tip and chant, Om. That is not a recommended process, this life. It's Kali Yuga. No. A waste of time. Engage your entire senses. An active engagement. People mistake devatas to be Vishnu tattvas. No, they are jiva tattvas. Shiva tattva and Shakti tattva, they are. They are different. But Jiva Tattva is not made up of Shakti Tattva. It is part of internal potency, directly. But because it's covered in the material energy, it's under illusion. The veil of illusion should be taken away by hook or crook, then we'll be rightly situated.
Now you've made another question come up. You were talking to me saying that Shiva Tattva and Shakti Tattva, they are totally separate from Krishna Tattva. So then you say that Lord Shiva is like yoga. If Lord Shiva is like the yoga, Lord Vishnu is like
yoga. It's a transformation. But he's not Vishnu Tattva, he's Shiva Tattva.
So, yes, totally.
A transformation can never come back to original. But he can remain in tune by meditation on the Supreme Nature that he has. That is transcendental. Why does he have to have mala in his hand? Krishna doesn't keep mala. Lord Shiva, Parvati keeps, because they know the position. Both are transformation. Krishna's transformation is Lord Shiva. Radha's transformation is Buddha.
People in India get upset when you say Lord Shiva is a demigod.
They can get agitated because we are hurting their sense gratification. And they can't understand because they are so attached. Even the word demigod has been objected. Can you imagine? They say it is equivalent to dummy god. view him in a demigod. It's not a demigod, it's a demigod. What is the adjective this demi means?
Half.
Half. That is semi, not demi. That's called the semi-god. Why demigod? Sanskrit word is devata. Devata comes from divine. Right? The divinity is in them. But they have to keep that divinity intact because they are confined into material bodies. They have material bodies. But by their nature, by their characteristics of devotion, they get the divinity. It's like almost God, but not God.
Isn't when you say Shiva Tattva, isn't that a different category to all the other things?
Because nobody can become like him. It's a personal transformation of Lord Vishnu himself. Personal transformation. We are not Vishnu, so how can we transform ourselves into Shiva? Shankaracharya wrote that particular Shivoham Stotra. That I am Shiva, he said. I am not this, I am not that, you know, just like, you know, the bird. You know that Shivoham, Shivoham. But his followers said, we are also Shiva. But that is not the case. That's not true. It's impossible for them to become transformation. First of all, jivas are already insignificant and covered by the Maya. How come they ever become Vishnu Tattva and then again transformed into Shiva Tattva? Jiva Tattva is completely different. You know, it's a separate. It's not even a personal expansion. People call themselves avatar. But avatars are personal swamshas. They are not within us. This guy is saying himself is an avatar. Actually, he is a separated, eternally separated Vibhinna Amsha. How he can ever claim to be an avatar? By tattvic study, or the study on the absolute truth and relationship to that, how is it possible? It's not logical. If somebody calls himself an avatar, is a descendant directly from Krishna, prove it. How can you prove it? By the analysis of the absolute truth, which is one without second, when he expands as Vibhinnaamshas, but Vibhinnaamshas are not his personal expansions. You cannot call a spark coming out from the fire. It also simultaneously exists because they are particles. They are particles. When the particles come out, they may get extinguished. But what is its significance? Nothing. He forgets because he is coming in the opposite nature. If he is within the fire, his position was there. As soon as he has a tendency to come out from the fire. He's no more spark. He's a speck of ash. Right? So, a jiva tattva cannot achieve Vishnu tattva level. He's a separate, eternally separated. Vibhinnas is eternally separated. And they are either nityabaddhas or nityamuktas. Nityabaddha means ever conditioned, eternally conditioned. And some are eternally liberated. Only thing, whether eternally liberated or misusing their minute independence, then they will fall back. It is their desire. But in devotional service, they are so much conscious that they don't want to come back. That's their choice, and they will be permitted. So, eternally conditioned souls are brahmatam upariyatha. They may go down in the hellish condition or elevate themselves to svargaloka. But only devotional service can purify their material conditioning and bring their transcendence, which is directly part and parcel. So, by going back home, back to Godhead, one may have an eternal association. Eternal association. And there he tastes the higher mellows that so far he was hankering and he failed in the material world. Why is he hankering higher association and higher mellows in Krishna Ras? Because he was having once upon a time, but simply misusing the independence can put him in the fallen condition. So jiva cannot become Shiva, neither Vishnu.
It can become any of the other things.
Oh yeah. That is possible. Or remain as an eternal associate of Krishna. That is our nitya dasatva, subservient nature will be there. Jiva, it is only based on the voluntary choice. While for the swansas, they are obedient because they have been sent. Krishna expanded himself with his own desire. So they all are executing Krishna's desire. They don't have any other alternative. Swamsas do not behave independently. Vibhinnas behave independently. Misuse creates havoc. Anything else? Advaita Acharya Mahaprabhu ki jai.